Facebook is praising a decision by a federal judge to dismiss two antitrust lawsuits against the company. The federal government and a group of states' attorneys general filed the suits last year. But the judge, James Boasberg, ruled in both cases that there was not enough evidence to support the claim that Facebook has a monopoly in the social networking space. These cases are an example of just how difficult it continues to be to limit the power of tech companies. So let's bring in Cristiano Lima. He is a tech reporter at Politico, and we should also say that Facebook is a financial supporter of NPR. Cristiano, welcome.
Thanks so much for having me.
So what happened, and are you surprised that these two really big antitrust lawsuits came to an end within a matter of months of being filed?
Right. So, I mean, it's certainly a major setback for regulators, both at the federal level and at the state level. You know, some of the federal regulators had suggested that these lawsuits could potentially face challenges in court, but this is certainly a big blow to efforts to break up these companies and address issues that critics say have persisted for years about a lack of competition online.
How did the Federal Trade Commission and the states lose this case? What did the judge say?
Right. So the lawsuits have been dismissed, but they will have an opportunity to potentially refile within the next 30 days. So that's a route that they could take. But in terms of this particular defeat, the court ruled that basically the regulators didn't do a good job of defining what the social media market is that Facebook allegedly monopolizes. Regulators had contended that Facebook controls 60% of the market share. And the court basically said that they didn't see a clear definition of that. And that was a major roadblock for this advancing.
So, as you say, the judge will allow the FTC to refile. It's got to bring more evidence, and they've got to do so within a month. The new chair of the FTC, Lina Khan, has been a big critic of the tech industry. How aggressive do you think the agency will now be as it considers whether to keep fighting?
Right. So this will be the first big test for Chair Khan, who, as you mentioned, has been a very outspoken critic of a lot of the industry giants in the tech sector. And I mean, there's a couple different ways that they could go. They could seek to refile, as we talked about, but they could also instead seek to pursue a case in their in-house court at the Federal Trade Commission. So how Khan decides to move ahead on this will tell us a lot about how she might proceed on potential other investigations and actions we might see against the tech sector more broadly going forward.
Right. You know, Congress is thinking about this. What's on the table there?
Yeah. So just last week, the House Judiciary passed a massive package of bills aimed at, you know, making it harder for companies like Facebook to scoop up competitors, potential rivals, and also to make it easier for regulators to sue to break them up. And so what we've heard from a lot of critics of Facebook in the wake of this decision is that this really strengthens the case for updating antitrust law, because we've seen a tension in Washington where there's been a debate about whether concentration in the tech sector has been a result of a lack of will from regulators to bring cases, or whether it's the fact that laws on the books, they're just not adequate to take on the challenge of these technology giants that didn't exist when they were written. So we saw a lot of the lawmakers who are spearheading this push on Capitol Hill speaking to that extent yesterday. But honestly, that push in itself has some big challenges on its own on Capitol Hill in terms of gaining enough support to get out of both chambers of Congress.
Cristiano Lima is a tech reporter at Politico. Thank you so much.
Thank you.